welcome to our daily inspiration. I greet you in Jesus' name. Thank you for taking time to join us today. Let's see what the Lord would have for us today. I'm reading Psalm 57. It's a psalm written by David, and the context or the setting of the psalm is when David was fleeing from Saul, King Saul, and he went and hid himself in the cave. It seemed that life was just going downhill, and there was only one place left for him to hide, and that was in the cave, and in the lowliest of places, a dark cave, David, the anointed of God, had to go and hide himself from King Saul. And he cried out to the Lord. He said, "Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you. And in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by." He looked to the future and he had faith that if God had chosen him and sent Samuel to anoint him, that God had a plan for him. And even though it didn't appear at the moment that anything was happening according to plan, he trusted God that these things would pass by. And even though he was physically in a cave, he envisioned himself spiritually in the shadow of God. He said, "In the shadow of your wing I will make my refuge." That is where he's thought to be spiritually, even in a dark and probably dirty place. He said he could cry out to God and feel that he was hiding. He was finding refuge in the Lord. He said, "I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches the one who would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth." He said, "My soul is among lions. I lie among the sons of men who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword." Some of the worst things that happen to us as the people comes from other people. And David was experiencing this very thing, the worst difficulties of his life at the hands of other people and those who hated him. And he was crying out to the Lord for mercy, for truth. He said, "Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. Into the midst of it they themselves have fallen. Selah. My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise. Awake, my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn." Amazing. Just the way that he expressed himself and determined within himself that he would praise the Lord. He would sing, and he would give God honor and glory and praise. Even with instruments, he will greet a new day with praise. What an example, what an encouragement, what an inspiration to greet each new day with praise to the Lord. No matter where we find ourselves, no matter what the situation may be, the circumstances of life. Verse 9, he said, "I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations, for your mercy reaches unto the heavens, and your truth unto the clouds. There is no end. It is without measure. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth." David found himself in a spot here where he could not boast of his own strength. He could not boast in or trust in the strength of man or anything of man. He was humbled, and he was in a in a place where he felt, he saw and felt his need for the Lord. That's the place where we need to come to, where God is our refuge. We cry out to him. We place our trust in him and not on our own understanding, our own imagination, our own way of doing things, the traditions, whatever we may have comforted us in the past, it will not save us. When we come to a place like David was, and he cried out to the Lord, so can we. Now we have a high priest, namely Jesus, who experienced temptations. He says he was tempted just like us. He understands our weaknesses. He experienced them. Experienced what it's like to be a man. He understands us. He understands you. And he longs to comfort you. He has the power to bring peace and healing to you today. In Jesus' name, may he receive glory.